couldn't hear what she was saying. I looked at her, she was sweat just running off her face. And so she laid down on the studio car set, and I come on up to the front, wait on some kids for a piece of candy or something. So I went back in there and I said, what's wrong with you, sick or something though? She said, nope. I said, why don't you sit up there? What you laying down for? So she sat up there for a minute or two and laid back down. She didn't look right. So I come back up here. My mind told me to go back. I went back, and when I went back, she was still laying down. So I just stepped in the next room and got the pillow off my bed there. I said, if you're going to lay here, just take this pillow. I just threw the pillow in front of her face. And I come on up, and I got to thinking. I went back and peeped. She hadn't touched the pillow. And had my sister's in here the other day. So I told a little kid out there. I come up here and told a little kid. I said, tell Doolittle, I said, come here. So he didn't tell her. So I went back, turned on the TV, had a little table model. I still got one. And so I could call her, and Mama wouldn't hear me. So when I turned on the TV and I walked out in the road to call, and she was coming off the steps going to church up there. So then I said, that boy tell you what, Mama, what I said? No, nobody told me nothing. I said, well, something the matter with Mama. So she come on back there and said, pass me. Come on in the house. Mama said, what's the matter? Mama sat up, she said, I'm just as sick as I ever been. And that's the last word she said. So she said, well, my Mama's dying or something, let's call the doctor. I said, well, she just told me a few minutes ago she was tired. I said, we could call the doctor. And she said, Mama just laid, she laid over this way. She was laying that way. She laid over this way, and there were banisters on the studio couch. I put my hand up on it. She said, and that is all. Just died just like that. And I just had quick talking to my sister, and I turned around and called her back and told her Mama was dead. She couldn't believe it. I said, Mama dead? She said, yes, she did. So that was the end. And sure, well, she didn't seem to be sick at all. Because me and her having a lot of fun out there. And I come out here to keep from her quizzing me to find out where I went and what I did when I did go. I said, well, I'm going to read my paper. You trying to know too much about my business. Yes, she just died right out.
Well, somebody was out in the heavy rain, didn't change his clothes.
I wish he got soaking wet.
Okay, and next day he comes in sniffing and sneezing.
Yeah, he kind of caught a cold out in that rain.
And if it affected his voice, he'd be
hoarse.
Okay.
That's what we use the word as hope.
Or he might say he got a little...
I don't know what you would use. The only thing he said, he would be hoarse or got a sore throat or something like that.
And it might make him do what?
Make him cough?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You might say, he's still sleeping, better go.
Better go see about him, put some cover on him.
Or if it's time for him to get up.
Better go wake him up.
Okay. And if somebody can't hear anything, you say they're...
They're deaf.
Okay. And a discharging sore that comes to a head is a what?
A rising, it busted.
Okay.
It comes to a head and then you had to pick it. All we do is...
Okay. And a boil that opens the stuff that drains out of it is...
A boil?
A
spring?
Well, no, I'm on a rising, I guess, if it opens.
A boil, well, we call a rising a boil, too.
Do you?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, well, the stuff that would drain out of it would be what?
Corruption.
Okay.